Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the plan of redemption. We talked about the creation of man, the fall of Lucifer and of the angels, the fall of man. Now man was spiritually dead. Satan was the spiritual father of mankind. God was on the outside looking in. The earth was cursed and doomed to destruction. We saw the articles of redemption where God spoke to Satan and prophesied of the virgin birth and that the seed, Jesus, would come forth and break the lordship of Satan's rule over mankind, even though he would be bruised going through crucifixion. God began to deal with man through covenants. He made a covenant with Noah and his seed, with Abram and his seed, and he does everything through his word. We pointed out that the seed from Galatians 3:16 is Christ. And as we saw that the word came forth from the prophets, we saw how Jesus came into the earth. He was pre-existent with the Father as the word before the foundation of the world. We saw how he came into the earth through the legal doorway of physical birth as Mary received the word from the angel, and the word, Jesus, was made flesh and tabernacled with us. Jesus took upon himself like sinful flesh, as he was the last Adam who walked the walk that the first Adam had failed, tempted in all points yet without sin. Then at the time appointed, he came forth in his ministry to destroy the works of the devil. And after completing his earthly ministry at the time appointed, he was ready to go to the cross through which he would accomplish the redemption. Now, one other thing we want to talk about is how he was fulfilling the feasts of the Lord. The feasts of the Lord are outlined in Leviticus chapter 23. In verse 2, it says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts." You must understand, the feasts of the Lord are not Jewish feasts or feasts of Israelites. They are my feasts. And they were rehearsals concerning what Jesus would do, who comes to fulfill them in bringing forth the redemption of mankind. In verse 4, he says, "These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons." In verse 5, "In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." And then in verse 10, it says, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath the priest shall wave it, and you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf as he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord." Here it speaks of three feasts that are very important for us to understand. We must understand that there are three feast times: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. At Passover there were three feasts, which is the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of First Fruits. Pentecost is the time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and Tabernacles speaks of the second coming of Jesus Christ, where the three feasts there are the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Passover occurred in the first Hebrew month, which would be at our time of March or April, depending upon the lunar cycle, because remember, God's calendar is a lunar cycle. Pentecost occurs at the third month, and Tabernacles in the seventh month on the Hebrew calendar, which would be in September or October. Now, it's important that we look at the feast historically, prophetically, and experientially in our life. All the feasts concern God's work in accomplishing the redemption as well as his work in his people. In the Old Covenant, we see the historical types and shadows that are symbolic. They were temporal, and they were fulfilled in what Jesus Christ accomplished to bring forth the redemption. Now, in the first feast season, Passover, again, there were three feasts: Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. Passover historically was the time of the physical deliverance from Pharaoh and Egypt through the Red Sea. It was pointing towards the work of Jesus Christ to bring spiritual deliverance from Satan and the world who are judged by Jesus. It points towards the new birth experientially occurring in our life where we receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior and are born again. Unleavened bread was the feast where they had to rid the house of all the leaven. They would search for the leaven. This was fulfilled by Jesus as he bore away all the sin in the 3 days and the three nights in the heart of the earth. And the personal fulfillment in our life is we search our house and put away all sin so that we are holy vessels before the Lord. The Feast of First Fruits was the replanting of the earth with the first barley harvest. In the spring harvest, there was the early spring harvest, which was the barley harvest, and then the latter spring harvest, which was the wheat harvest, which speaks of what came forth at the time of Pentecost. The fulfillment was the resurrection of Jesus Christ, where Jesus was the firstborn from the dead and was resurrected in order to bring forth the new creation for all that would receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And the personal fulfillment is this new birth is manifest in us, and we begin to walk in the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. Now let's talk more specifically about the Feast of Passover. In the ritual ceremony of the Lamb annually, the high priest of Israel would go out and find the lamb without blemish and bring it in, and when they brought the lamb in, then all the people would cry out, "Hosanna to the lamb," which they were going to sacrifice. When they were bringing in the lamb, they presented it on the 10th day and examined it for 4 days, and then the high priest would cry out and the people would place palm branches as they were bringing the lamb in. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 3, it says, "Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month you shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house." This is the 10th day when they would take it. And Jesus fulfilled this by coming into Jerusalem on the 10th day, which was the Sabbath. It was not on Sunday. The 10th day of the month was on the Sabbath. In verse 5 it says, "Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats." So the lamb had to be without blemish, and Jesus is the fulfillment of it. He had to be without sin. In verse 6 it says, "And you shall keep it up unto the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening." This speaks of the fact that they would examine this lamb from the 10th day until the 14th day, and then they would sacrifice this lamb on the 14th day. And remember, the 14th day was the day of the Feast of Passover. In verse 7, "You shall take of the blood, strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it." The taking of the blood and putting it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house points towards Jesus the Lamb, whose blood was shed to fulfill him, dying for the sins of mankind to pay the ransom price through death to accomplish the redemption. And the blood-sprinkled door refers to Jesus as the only way to God through the Lamb and the blood of Jesus, which brings us into relationship with him. Jesus is the blood-sprinkled door. Now, in the ceremony that the high priest was proceeding to go through on the day that Jesus came in, the 10th day, as he was presenting himself as the Lamb, and at the time for the Lamb to come in, instead Jesus came in, and when he came in, the disciples cried out, "Hosanna," and when the people heard it, they continued to cry out, "Hosanna." Well, the Jews got very mad at the disciples because the disciples were not supposed to cry out "Hosanna" until the high priest arrived with the lamb. But instead, they cried out when Jesus came, who was the real Lamb of God, presenting himself as the final sacrifice of the Old Covenant. Well, in Luke chapter 19 and verse 39, they told Jesus to rebuke his disciples. But Jesus said if they hold their peace, the stones would cry out the same thing because he was the real Lamb of God. What the ritual was a rehearsal of the lamb being brought in, which they did for centuries. Having rehearsed this over all this time, they should have surely known that Jesus was the real fulfillment of the rehearsal which they've been carrying out for all these years. However, they did not accept it. Well, as Jesus came in for the 4 days, he was being examined and interrogated in fulfillment of this examination of the lamb for 4 days. And in John chapter 18 in verse 38, when he came before Pilate, Pilate concluded, "I find in him no fault at all." That statement, "I find no fault in him at all," is exactly the same statement that the high priest would say after they brought the lamb in and looked at it for 4 days and then declared that this lamb was without blemish, and he would say, "I find no fault at all in him," and then they would proceed to kill the lamb on the 14th day. Thus Jesus was declared by Pilate that I find no fault in him at all, in fulfillment of the examination of the Lamb for those 4 days. Now in verse 6, when it says that they kill it in the evening, the word evening in the Hebrew literally means between the two evenings, because Jesus was not on the cross in the evening. It literally means, again, between two evenings. The Jews would bring their lamb in for sacrifice at 9 a.m. and kill it by 3 p.m. What happened with Jesus? Jesus was put on the cross at 9 a.m. and died at 3 p.m. in fulfillment of this. Now in Exodus 12, verse 8, it speaks that they would eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread. Unleavened bread speaks of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Leaven was symbolic of their old life of bondage in Egypt under Pharaoh, and unleavened bread symbolized their putting away of their old life as they came out of Egypt. God instructed them to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread as a memorial to their separation from Egypt. Now, before the Feast of Passover and Unleavened Bread could be celebrated, all the leaven had to be removed from the Hebrew's house. So the head of the household had to cleanse the house of all the leaven. Everything was thoroughly washed, scrubbed, and cleaned. Once the cleaning was finished, the family would participate in the ceremony called the Search for the Leaven. The purpose was to remind the Hebrews that God had called them out of Egypt to be a separated people unto himself, and a permanent reminder that they'd been delivered from Egypt or to put off all the ways of Egypt. And the method of removing the sin from the house is a parallel with what Jesus accomplished. Because Jesus, the Word, took upon himself all the sins of mankind and was going to bear it away in the 3 days and the 3 nights to accomplish the redemption. Thus this feast was fulfilled in the 3 days and 3 nights where Jesus was putting away sin in the lowest pit of hell. Now as Jesus was crucified on the exact day of the Feast of Passover, which was the 14th day, then the next 3 days, the 15th, 16th, and 17th day, were the 3 days and 3 nights that Jesus was in the heart of the earth fulfilling the Feast of Unleavened Bread, bearing away the sins and iniquities of mankind. And then after the 3 days and the 3 nights were fulfilled, it was time for the Feast of First Fruits, which occurred on the morrow after the Sabbath. During that particular week, Jesus came in on the 10th day, which was the Saturday Sabbath. The 11th day was Sunday. The 12th day was Monday. The 13th day was Tuesday. The 14th day, the day of the Feast of Passover, was on Wednesday. The 15th, 16th, and 17th days were Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then the Feast of First Fruits, which occurred on the morrow after the Sabbath, according to the Scripture, was the time of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Well, we're out of time for today. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth Scripture after Scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, fears, learning disabilities, as well as trauma from physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, and breaking inherited generational curses. Through the teaching, preaching, and personal ministry to the needs in your life, you will grow strong in the Lord, learning how to walk in the Spirit, developing a personal, intimate fellowship with the Lord, and conquering the devil in every area of your life. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.